Thompson says one of the most important achievements was to build social capital in Rushville. He says this was done with help from the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. Thompson says they created citizen-based groups such as Exercise Rushville and the Housing Committee, which is now branching into economic development.
Building roads, that's a valuable asset. It's important. Improving water and sewer, that's important. But what it really shows is that the most important thing that you can do, especially in a rural community, is to increase the social capital of a community, because there are people, even in a small town, who get left out or forgotten or missed. And it's usually people who are on the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum.
You have an immigrant population in Rushville that I don't think we would have seen as recently as 10 years ago.
Right.
How has that changed the community?
It changes every day, really. When we first started seeing African immigrants come to Rushville, and folks kind of trickled in, but then they became more comfortable living in Rushville. You know, they came to Rushville as a result of employment opportunities at Cargill and Beardstown. There were housing issues in Beardstown that created a need for people to come to Rushville. And instead of the residents of the city putting up barricades and roadblocks to keep African and French speaking folks from being included in what we do, there were sectors of the community who actually reached out. The faith community helped out tremendously with support, personal support, and then also in helping with creating ESL labs. The Rotary Club played a huge part in that by securing a grant to put Rosetta Stone software. And it was housed in the Presbyterian Church, so the French-speaking Africans could come in and start learning to learn to speak English. Even the cultural events with Africa Day, we've been very open to the African community.
You're leaving a midterm. Is there any unfinished business?
It's all over the place. But I would really... The things that just can't be finished right now is the mapping program that the housing committee's doing, ensuring that zoning and code enforcement gets put into place. I sure would have liked to have had a little more time to start working on Skyrush Park.
You've been mayor 6 years. Mm-hmm. How long were you on the city council before that?
4 years.
And how long have you lived in Rushville?
I was born and raised there, went to college, moved away in 85 to Jeff City, Missouri, then to Memphis, then back to Rushville for a short period of time to be the sales manager for a company in Jacksonville. Then we sold the company and then moved to Tulsa and then moved back in 96. And I've been there since.
Okay.
So it's going to be tough to leave, but it's for all the right reasons. And it's funny. It's been a tough month. You know, saying goodbyes. But there's a lot of good people. And it's amazing, you know, when you're the mayor, you always hear the worst first. And it's funny because now that people know that I'm leaving, people have been really nice. So, you know, but it's nice to know that people care.
Scott Thompson has resigned as Rushville's mayor. He's moving to Ames to pursue his PhD at Iowa State. In addition, his wife Ruth has taken a job with the Iowa Department on Aging. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.